whether or not the Affordable Health Care Act, whether or not Alaska would participate in this.
Fortunately, the legislature doesn't have to make the decision to govern it, and I think the governor already made a decision that we're not going to participate. But I think that there is going to be some movement toward that. One of the things that you can do in the legislature is have a sense of the House or a sense of the Senate, and we haven't had that discussion in either place yet. The question right now is a federal question. It's still in the courts, and I think that Obama and Mitt Romney are going to have the final say on whether it continues and whether it survives.
Then I guess another kind of tail to that question would be whether or not that act would have a support from your end or from any of your ends. Yeah.
Because we haven't had the discussion, I'm not willing to commit the other members of the Senate majority who are not here tonight. If I had to say one way or the other, I would probably support it personally.
We'll move across here. Let's start with Mr. Christ Tompkins.
So with what has now become known as Obamacare, there's a lot of money coming from the federal government for state programs through the new federal health care reform bill. And unfortunately, what we've seen in Alaska is that the governor and the state of Alaska has refused money coming to Alaska to make a political point. And, you know, it's one thing to think that that federal health care reform was or was not a good idea. It's an entirely different thing to reject money that makes a real difference in people's lives. And unfortunately, that's happened in Alaska. And so I think in Alaska, we have an obligation as a state to participate in the healthcare reform on the national level. Because if we don't do so, we hurt Alaskans, and there's no money for programs that are very much needed and make a difference in people's lives. And unfortunately, our governor has, I would say, demonstrated poor leadership on this issue. And as a legislator, I do everything I can to make sure that precedent doesn't hold.
I believe our national or federal delegation should put themselves into the same plan they expect us to put ourselves into. I mean, they have a different health care plan than we do, and they're expecting us to implement. I agree with Senator Kukesh that we've not had this discussion. The discussion's been at the level of the governor, but I also believe that in looking at the needs of the people, that we need to do something. We do provide some care, but how much do we want to do? We have to have that discussion and get there. But I don't think that the national or U.S. senators and representatives should be held differently than the president. I mean, they should be under the same plan that they expect the people of the U.S. to be under.